do not live in the land of better. Dwell in the land of best. It's not just for you. You empower others with your actions.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join John Copeland and special guest Jesse Duplantis today as they bring a message on how your life affects others. Recognize that the way you live your life is a direct reflection of God living through you.
Hello and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm John Copeland. I'm the son of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. I'm also CEO here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And we're honored that you join us today. We're very happy to be able to come into your living room or onto your computer or wherever we might be at this moment with you, but we're glad that you joined us today. Mom and Dad are out preaching the gospel, and they asked me to host the 2 weeks of broadcast here, and I'm very honored to be able to do that with a guy from Louisiana.
Amen.
Jesse Duplantis.
How you doing, John?
God bless you. You're here.
Thank you, sir.
Jesse has got a church down in Louisiana, just outside of New Orleans, at Destrehan.
Destrehan,
and it's a great church. If you're ever down there in that area visiting, or if you live down there, go in there and see him, because I think you're going to get ministered to and you'll really enjoy it.
Glory to God.
Jesse's somewhere all the time preaching the gospel. And, you know, I would suggest to you, if you've never been in one of Jesse's meetings, well, you could come to the Believers Convention.
Sure.
You could do that, because Jesse's going to be there. But also, you know, we have Jesse in meetings.
Jesse's
in meetings all over the place.
All over the
traveling,
world.
Traveling. You know, he's in a different city just about every day of the week. So go to his website, jesseduplantis.org.
JDM.org.
JDM.org.
Yes.
Go there and look up his schedule and go see him, because he is funny.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And you will laugh. I promise you, your side will be hurting.
Amen.
And so I remember when we went on a hunt one time.
Oh, man.
And then Jesse was talking, and our sides were hurting so hard from laughing. It's fun. We had a good time. You
Amen.
Have a good time. When you're in the Lord and you're doing it the right way, you're having a
Amen.
Good time. If
yes,
you're not
Amen.
Having a good time, then you're doing something wrong. And
Amen.
maybe that hearing the broadcast today about success, that you'll be able to have some success in
Amen.
Your life through God's word, and you'll be able to enjoy yourself and have a good time.
Because that's true.
If you're not having fun, you're doing
something wrong. Well, you know, you can have fun in success spiritually, physically, financially. It's wonderful to be successful, you know, because I failed in life before and I didn't have no fun at all, spiritually, physically, and financially. I failed in those areas. But when I met Jesus, there's no failure option. Failure is not an option in God's word. And yet the Christianity, which is formed by man, made failure an option. But God still says that you can get what you believe and you stand on the word of the Lord. You know, yesterday we were talking about people getting on cruise control. Are you on cruise control today? In other words, now the power, you can't go any faster, you can't go any slower, and something's moving you because you've taken your foot off the power pedal. You need to get it back on. How many of you want to be successful? Call a friend, because we've been dealing with this all week long, and we're going to continue it into next week. And I want to start from that, because so many Christians, John, are on cruise control. Like when it comes to healing. Well, whenever the Lord gets ready, that's cruise control. You just never know what God's going to do. That's cruise control.
If it be His will.
Yeah, if it be His will. That's major cruise control. Or this, you just can't really believe that you can get 100-fold. You just call God a liar. Jesus said that you would receive, in red, John, it's in red. It's in the red lettered edition Bible, 36 to 100-fold. It does say with persecution. Yeah, because people can't understand how can you believe for that much or even get that much, because they think it's envy or jealousy. No, it's just multiplication. It's what God said you could have. Now, I want to start in this session here, and I want you to write this down if you're taking notes. Don't live in the land of better. Let me say it again. Don't live in the land of better. Dwell, which means habitate, in the land of best. You will empower others by your example. See, some people, John, they think success is it just got a little better. No. There is something better than better. It's called best. God wants you to have the best. You want your children to have the best. That's not greed. That's not jealousy. That's not, and you just want them to have the best. But I find that a lot of people are in a trap that Satan uses in people's lives where they're not, they're only successful to a certain point of view. People say, well, I don't want to get too much because that's greed. Could be growth. Did you hear that? Maybe it's growth. Maybe the reason why Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are successful, or John and Marty Copeland are successful, spiritually, physically, financially, is because you decided that it's not greed. You're not trying to accumulate stuff. It's growth. You're growing into the fullness of the stature of Christ. For years, I didn't know how to receive from God. I had the hardest time because I thought, what are people going to say? He said, it had anything to do with what people are going to say. It's what I say, Jesse. But Lord, I don't want to be greedy. He said, you've never been greedy in your life. See, God was trying to make me a success spiritually, physically, and financially, and I kept doing this. No, because you see, I thought it was greed. And the Lord said, no, it's growth. You're growing. You're learning. You're able to accept the things that I want you to accept. But I thought, it's so wonderful to get better. But you don't stay there. You have to go to best. Now, what's the best John can do? What's the best John can receive? See, yeah, you can do better in anything. It's called practice. If you're a baseball player, how do you hit them balls? Well, you practice. You pitching balls. I mean, you out there. If you're a good golfer, I mean, and you want to drive, you're going to have to get out there and hit a bunch of balls. I mean, you're going to get out there and you may get your arm sore, whatever. But to do that, you're getting better. But then there are some people that are the best. Now, how did that happen? Not by just saying it, John. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be the best. No. Discipline. Dedication, commitment. Success equals responsibility. I said that all this week. You have to be responsible to the success that God has given you. That's why the Apostle Paul, when we started on Monday, was told Timothy to stir up the gift of God. There are gifts inside each and every one of us that we don't even realize we have until we start stirring those up spiritually, physically, and financially. So people say, are you ever going to be satisfied? Now, somebody's going to get mad when I say this, John. No. Why? Because there's something in me that I can do better. But there's something in me that I can do better than better. That may be a kind of a dumb way to say it. It's called best. You get to the point that you're the best. And once you get best, there may be another avenue when you stir up that gift that God can say you can get better than that best because you're going to another level. Mm-hmm. So many people get satisfied with just what they have. Well, you know, I just take what life deals me. What are you, gambling? Well, you learned that at the gospel casino. You ever notice most Christianity is casino? Well, you just never know. Jesus blowing in like, come on, sure, we gonna give us seven, Lord, your number. No, a man asked me the other day, Brother Jesse, have you ever bought a lottery ticket? I said, no. Wow, you think it's a sin? I said, no, I didn't say that. You said that. I said, no. He said, well, why won't you buy one? I said, because I don't live my life by chance. I live my life by faith. I'm not saying that's wrong, or some people will get mad at me about that. That's between you and whatever. It didn't make no difference to me. But you know what? When I invest in something financially, I am expecting and decreeing and believing that it's going to bring forth a good return. The reason why it doesn't, other people get involved in it. John, everything I ever did by myself has been a success. The minute I put other people in my life, I found that if the Word of God's not working the way it should be working in your life, but it's not because you messed it up. Somebody around you's messed it up. Hmm. Have you ever had somebody pray for you and they were hoping you're going to get it? Look, I've been in them lines with your mama and them healing school, and you've been there helping us and praying. I mean, people fought, and there'd be some people say, they'd lean over to me and say, Brother Jesse, I'm believing. I'm believing God to be healed. Now, this is in the healing line. Power of God all over the place. I hope it works. Well, you want to go, you want to shake them. You know, I wouldn't do that, but I'm just saying, my God, man, the power of God is present. You don't need to hope. It's there. Just accept it. Someone a while ago told us, when do y'all want to eat lunch? You know, now we can talk. We won't eat lunch. We won't eat lunch. One day we're going to eat lunch. When are we going to eat lunch? We're going to have to go do something. Mm-hmm. We are going to have to go and put works with our faith. So I don't want to just get better in life. I want to get best in life. That's not arrogance. That's not trying to say I'm better than you. First, I'm not in competition with anybody. I had a man ask me one time, you know Kenneth Copeland? I said, yes, sir, very well. He's got a major ministry. I said, he has a way bigger ministry than I've had. But I'm not in a competition with it. I'm in cooperation with it. Your father said something to me years ago that really blessed me. You know, I only thought I'd ever preach maybe one believer's convention or one service. Well, whatever, with your father, that's enough. Mm-hmm. That was nice. It's kind that your dad would ask. This is 20 years ago. Now, I have preached everything your dad's done in 20 years, which I mean like at believers' conventions, ministers' conferences, things of that nature. I asked him why. He said, you're like a brick in the wall. I said, what? In other words, you're not sticking out trying to do this. In other words, you understand what me and Gloria are wanting to do. It really blessed me. See, we're coming together to immerse people in the Word of God, to get them saturated. Now, when you get saturated, son, I mean, that's as wet as it gets, you understand, when you're saturated. I've been in hunting with you at times and got cold. And I don't get cold easy. Remember, most people are cold before Jesse gets cold. But when I do get cold, it's to the bone. I mean, you remember that time we slept in that teepee, me and you and your father over there up in at the Crow Nation?
Yes.
And we had a house. We could have slept in the house. But I had never slept in a teepee in my life. I wanted to experience that.
And we experienced it. Been there, done it. Got that T-shirt.
We don't want to do that no more. But, you know, I'm creating a memory. I want you to right now, if you start I'm getting better. If you start believing for best, you will create a memory for better. Now, what does that mean? Whether that's spiritual, physical, or financial. I looked at my life. I just read your mother's book on you know, Live Long, Finish Strong, something like that. Powerful book. I was really enjoying it. You know, and I look at myself, and, you know, I don't see this white hair until I look in the mirror. Because I don't feel 60 years old. I really don't. I don't mean this privately. I can do anything I did when I was 24.
Aside from your hair, you don't look 60
years old. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But, I mean, the only difference is it takes me more time to recoup now. But I realized something. I said, you know what? I had believed the scripture for years wrong, that God gives you 70 years and by reason of strength 80. You know how many people dying between 70 and 80 years old thinking they're being biblical? Mm-hmm. When the Bible said in the book of Genesis that a man's lifespan is 120 years. Now, buddy, you lived 120 years. That's successful. But why aren't people living 120 years? Listen to this. You can't have faith for something that hadn't been preached to you. Faith comes by hearing. You couldn't get healed if somebody preached healing. When Brother Copeland started preaching prosperity, all of us were broke, busted, disgusted. You couldn't find there's no such thing as a successful preacher other than Billy Graham. But when your father wrote that book, The Laws of Prosperity, 30 years ago, 35, maybe longer than that, what happened to us, John? We had faith to reach out for that. You can't have faith for something that hadn't been preached to you. What we're telling you today, we're dealing with success. And these are certain things that I do. Do not live in the land of better. Dwell in the land of best. It's not just for you. You empower others with your actions. Some people move by what they see me do. And then when they move by what they see me do, sometimes they pass up what I have done. And that's a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. Then they teach me. I teach them. We just keep coming back and forth till we get to the point that if Jesus tarries, I go by the way of the grave, I look at that camera like I'm looking at you and say, like King David, I fought a good fight. I finished the course. I've kept the faith. I mean, the Apostle Paul said it. But he said, David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. I remember reading that. I thought, man, you mean to tell me you can go through your whole lifetime not seeing the righteous forsaken or the seed begging bread? Yeah, if you're willing to believe for it. But you're always going to have somebody try to pull you back. Get on cruise control. And, you know, let's just stay here and let's just go with the flow.
Well, it's comfortable.
Yes, it's comfortable. But what happens is if something happens real quick, you better have some fast reaction, because if you don't hit that brake, you're going to slam into somebody or somebody going to slam into you if you have to get out the way. So I made up my mind. I'm not going to stay on cruise control. In other words, that speedometer says I can do this. I'm going to take it there. Your dad told me, he said, you test an airplane more than anybody I've ever seen in my life. Now, everyone I ever got, I'll take it to the ends of the earth. Man, I'll just push it and push it. And I'm not talking about doing something unsafe.
Yeah.
I'm talking about I'm going to find out what that aircraft can do for the gospel's sake. And when you understand that, years ago, your father said, the Lord spoke to me to go to the islands of the world. And I thought, that's wonderful. Well, glory to God. He said, and the Lord said, you going too? I went, I'm going. And he said, you and Jerry are going. And we went.
He didn't necessarily mean Hawaii either.
No, we would have said, is it Hawaii? Honolulu? Yeah. You know where we went? To Cold Bay, Alaska. Even the penguins are cold in Cold Bay, brother. We were, I think it was 50 below zero. And then we left Cold Bay and went to the Marshall Islands, Kwajalein, I think the name of that place was. And it's like 105 with 100% humility. From that extreme. But to Brother Copeland, he says, we can stay comfortable in Fort Worth. We can do it right from here. But God said to go to the islands of the world. So me, Brother, your dad, and Brother Jerry Savelle, we got in that plane and we took off and we preached the gospel. Mm-hmm. Rain, storms, cold. I'm talking some hotel rooms with no bathrooms in them. I happen to get that one. You know, I mean stuff that you normally wouldn't do. But you know what? When we came back, those meetings was such a success because people first never thought we would come. I never forget one time we stopped going to, I think it was Australia, and there was people standing on the other side of the fence by the airport. Why don't you come? And I heard it, they cupped their little hand. Why don't y'all come preach for us? Well, you know what? When Brother Copeland heard that, he said, we're going to preach for those people. And sure enough, I think it was the next year.
Most people don't think you'll do it because there's no money in it.
Yeah. Oh, there was none.
Cold Bay, Alaska, I think there was 20 people in the
meeting.
That's
correct. Yeah.
And, we probably spent, $10,000 on fuel.
Easy, if not
more,
just to get there.
But it's not about that. And that's one of the reasons, the Lord dealt with Dad about having a plane that'll do that.
Right.
Because if he says go.
You just go.
Then you go. And if it's for 20 people or one person. Or 100,000 people, it doesn't matter. It's when God says go, you obey, and you do it.
Well, didn't Brother Copeland prove the scripture? Like John just said, there were 20 people in that meeting in Cold Bay. Okay? I think if everybody would have came, and we had a blizzard that night, I think what they had, 100 people total in the whole Cold Bay, Alaska,
yeah,
I think?
There's not much.
Maybe not that many. Now, watch this. Didn't Jesus say when you go out, don't bring nothing with you? Well, Brother Copeland proved that. I'm pretty sure people said, well, how are you going to pay for that? How are you going to do that? But you see, he also said this to me. You never try to get the money in. You get the word of God out. Now, that's a success going somewhere to succeed. You see, and that's what mm-hmm. we did. Now, I mean, I experienced things on that trip I'd never experienced in my entire life. And I'll never forget them. It's some great memories. And sometimes, the other day I woke up at 5:30 in the morning. And I thought about that trip, and I just busted out laughing. Because some things are not funny, ladies and gentlemen. Some things, I'm talking about when we got to Kwajalein, that's called Africa hot. I ain't never been that hot in my life. And they said that we have to have a coat and tie on. Buddy, I want to tell you something, John. Water running out my shoes. But once you start preaching, you could take your coat and tie off. And Brother Copeland was like behind me, maybe, 10, 15 yards, they couldn't see him. And so was Brother Savelle. When it was my time to preach, I walked up to people and said, do you like this coat? They said, oh, yes. Let me give it to you. Take it off. Because I was just about ready to pass out from the heat. But I realized that we were going there to produce success in that area that everybody said that those people couldn't be successful. Mm-hmm. And they said they didn't have it, man. They didn't have no water, no rain. It rained every day.
Y'all preached in the rain, didn't
you? Preached in the rain. Listen, it don't rain with Kenneth Copeland Ministries. I don't care if you don't have no umbrella, forget it, son. You're just going to get wet. I've seen the lights go out. I've seen you come with a flashlight. Remember that? Brother Copeland's not stopping. That's what makes this ministry, Kenneth Copeland Ministry, a success. That's what made Jesse the Planet's Ministry a success. That's what's going to make you a success. You see, you don't dwell in the land of better. You get to the land of best. Now, we dealt with it on Monday, be clear about your mission. And lonely times in life help you get clear on your calling commission. We told you don't seek people's approval. We told you passion is the power that creates life. Now we're at this point where get off of cruise control and start saying what you want instead of saying what you have. I tell you what, that set me free when the Lord said, why are you telling me what you have? I already know that.
Yeah, I notice a lot people want to talk about their problems.
Right.
They want to talk about, this happened to me or that happened to me or, how you doing? Oh, I've just been so sick or right. haven't been feeling good, kids are, acting up or right. whatever it is. And you rehearse that problem over and over instead of speaking what the Word says about that you are successful. It's not that you're in denial about these other things. Right. It's that you're putting the good things in your mouth.
Amen. I prefer the answer instead of the problem. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean I don't have problems. The other day we had a problem come up. Well, one of the main service crashed. Now, that's a problem in ministry, brother, because it's operating our foreign ministries, you know, our foreign offices. And I thought, well, what are we going to do? I didn't know how to fix it, but I had a man that knew how. And, you know, he had that thing up running in a couple of hours. Now, it was such a blessing, because he refused to say, well, we've lost all that information. No, he said, we will retrieve it. He said, now, Brother Jesse, I can make this better, or I can write a program and make it best. Think about that. The other day, Kathy got on Phyllis's mower. She has a gold-winged trife. Turned the light on, I turned the switch on, and the little computer in that motorcycle, where are we going, Phyllis? I thought, Lord Jesus, man, motorcycles didn't want to know where we're going. So if the motorcycle wants to know where you're going, you need to know where you're going. So here is where you empower others. People say, why do you smile so much? Because there's so many sad people. And you know, when you're on television a lot, people watch you, they talk. You walk and they go, that's Jesse the Brown. Or that's the, you know. And people think, man, that must be really fun to be, quote, famous. And it ain't fun. That ain't, because sometimes you want to go to the bathroom by yourself. You know what I'm saying? You got the people say, I'll walk with you. No, I prefer to do this by myself. That's my point. You know, and there's nothing wrong. People want to be, they love you, and that's wonderful. So I'm telling people, you can be better than what you are today. You can be healed or you can walk in health. You can meet all your bills or you can be debt free. Ha, which one do you want? Now, once you get to debt free, now what are we going to do? I had one lady say, well, I'm debt free. I don't need no more money. Well, why don't you believe for more so you can bless other people with it? You don't have to keep it. Give it away. Do whatever you want with it. That's not the issue. Quit thinking strictly of yourself. I think total success is when you get beyond yourself and start thinking of others. And that was Jesus Christ.
That's a good word.
Yes, it is.
I mean, you know, we've got to move on. And why do we want success? I think it's a very important part of this is why do we want success?
Right.
It's so that we can help others.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. It's all about others.
That's right.
I mean, this whole word is about you being successful, you being blessed so that you can be a blessing.
That's it.
So I want to encourage you, don't think about just yourself, but think about how can I help others?
You better know it.
Hey, don't go anywhere. We got something we want to share with you, and then we'll be right back.
Come to these exciting meetings. Come to the 2010 Prayer Mountain Annual Prayer Conference, October 28th through November 1st at the Hilton Branson Convention Center in Branson, Missouri. Be sure to come to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 11th through 13th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. The Copelands welcome you the 10th through 12th of November to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org. God has given you the ability to succeed and prosper in every area of your life, relationships, family, business, and health. Get ready to be transformed as Jesse Duplantis shares 12 ways to achieve total success, a DVD resource that will help you identify your God-given gifts and clarify your unique purpose. This teaching will give you the tools to map out the practical ways to achieve success in every area.
Passion is the power that creates life and helps you to achieve the cause. Be clear about your mission and shape your destiny. What you believe, you must become. Don't live in the land of better. Dwell in the land of best.
You have a future full of hope, filled with God's promises and good success. It's time for you to be who God created you to be, a total and complete success in every area of your life. Order Jesse Duplantis' teaching on DVD, 12 Ways to Achieve Total Success, at a special 25% savings for just $14.95. Learn to identify God's way of bringing true success into your life. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org, call toll-free, or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. For this offer and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
12 ways to achieve total success. You know, it's time to be who God created you to be, a total success in every area of your life. You need to order Jesse's teachings on that and get more in depth than what we can do here in the daily broadcast. Right. There's just not enough time. But this right here can change your life forever. And if you put it to work, it will change your life forever.
Amen.
So don't live in the land of better, dwell in the land of best.
That's it.
That's it right there. Order yours today. You won't be sorry that you did. Our partner service center here at the Kenneth Copeland Ministries is an area that is here just to serve you, the partners. It's where mail comes in, phone calls come in, prayer calls come in, and packages go out. And every month we ship over 80,000 packages and we receive over 100,000 calls that come in here every month.
Amen.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, our prayer ministers are here. They're trained. They're trained to minister to you. They want to help you. They want to minister God's word to you. And so I want to encourage you, if you need them, call them. Because sometimes you need somebody to stand in agreement with you for whatever it is you're believing God for. And we have thousands and thousands of testimonies of people's lives that have been helped and changed when they had somebody call in and needed some prayer and their prayer was answered. So I want to encourage you with that. We're here for you in that area. We also have offices around the world. So you, if you're outside the United States, you know, go on their website or call their office to find out their hours of operations there in that office. So I just want to remind you that we're here for you and we want to help you and we want to see you blessed and see you succeed. So come back tomorrow because we've got more that we're going to talk about. You got some more good stuff to tell us tomorrow? This is John Copeland and Jesse Duplantis reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit us at kcm.org. There you can purchase this broadcast and other KCM products. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of study tools designed to give you hope and help you find the answers you're looking for. You can also call our prayer line, 800-600-7395, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have faith in God, awaken your heart to Him, and live in the blessing every day. No matter where you are, if you have internet access, you are seconds away from life-changing answers thanks to the power of search at kcm.org. It's easy. Just find this keyword search block, enter a word, speaker name, topic, or scripture. Search gives you instant 24/7 access to more than 40 years of revelation and inspiration from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Try keyword search today at kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Your vision is worth something. It's a vision of success, but you'll not get it judging others because you open up major leaks. And you know what happens? What is the leak? What are you leaking? When you start judging others, you're leaking faith. You're leaking love. It's coming out of you. All of a sudden, you become what you don't like.